Welcome to Shomar Shoah on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lui Nishmas, Aaron Biyako Sholem, and Leah Bas Yitzchok, and the Rufus Levi Ben Nechama. We're holding in Yuma Dav Chavtes. The Gemara in the Mudalaf, the middle of the page, says, Oma Vasi, Leman Mushala Esther L'Shachar. Why was Esther compared to morning? Because it says in the Pasuk, Mizmor La'yel L'Shachar, speaking about Esther. So Esther is compared to morning. Why is it compared to morning? To tell you, the same way the morning is the end of the night, of Esther soif kolonisim. Esther is the end of miracles. There's no more miracles, and if that's the end. As the Maharsha over here, miracles are the revelation of Hashem in the world. If Esther is the end of the miracles, that means the time they do not see the appearance of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. So Esther should be compared to darkness, to night, not the morning. Morning is the time of geula, of revelation, of seeing Hashem. And if Esther is the time the miracles stop, the revelation of Hashem stops, so then Esther should be compared to night, not to morning. So my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal, used to explain this Gemara as follows. What is the big chiddush of Purim, the chiddush of Esther? As the Maharal and the Vilna Gaon both point out, the name of Hashem doesn't appear in Megillas Esther once. Why? Because the Chiddush of Megillas Esther is that I don't need to have the name of Hashem to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But everywhere we go, we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us. Hashem is the one running nature. The whole process of Megillas Esther is that there was no big miracle, big revelation that we saw Hashem. Just we realized that the natural way things progressed, that was also Mahach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chiddush of Megillas Esther is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is part of who we are and what we do every single moment. And it's not something from above that shows us what to do. And that's why Kayaduam, the time of Purim, is the transformation from Bayis Rishon to Bayis Sheni. Bayis Rishon, Bayis Mikdash Rishon, there was miracles the whole time, as we learned earlier. By Sheni, no miracles. By Sheni, the connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu was a deeper connection. Connection did not have to be revealed outside, but a connection that was internal in our day-to-day life. Says Rav Moshe, that's the pshat in this Gemara. What's the idea of a miracle? A miracle, as the Rambam, the Mori Nevuchim, tells us, a miracle is like a lightning. You're in the middle of the darkness, and suddenly you have a lightning, everything is light, you can see everything. Sometimes you have several lightnings, and it gives you light for a longer period of time. But you in darkness. What Esther did was, not in darkness anymore. I don't need a lightning once in a while to connect to Hashem. But every moment of my life I'm connected to Hashem. Every single second of whatever thing we do, every natural event that happens in the world, that's a revelation of Hashem as well. That's the Chiddush of Megillas Esther. So Esther is doime l'shachar. It's like the morning. The same with the morning, I don't need lightning anymore to light the world, but it's a consistent light. So Esther revealed, I don't need miracles to see Hashem, but Hashem is with us every single moment of the day. So Esther is like morning, which ends the time of darkness, because I don't need Nisim anymore. It's not that we don't have any more miracles, but I don't need the miracles to connect to Hashem. Anyone who wants to join the Shor Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.